This is the Don and Mike Show.
What kind of answer is that? It's a simple enough patch. Day in and day out. That's absurd. I mean, from day to day, every day a problem. I don't know what the you people do. I don't even understand any longer what the hell you're paid for. The simplest little thing, from here to there. Jesus Christ. Now, can this show be done or not?
Howard Cosell for the 66th time. All right? Is it all right now?
Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Too much. Too much. I know what I'm going to do now. I got to get over to TV. I got to do a network show at 5:15. I got to do a local radio show. I'm going nuts with these shows anyway. Really. It's a time when even the greatest professional breaks down. What's the problem?
This is Howard Cosell for American Contemporary Radio. Is it working now, Gilly? All right, let's go. Good Lord, let's go. Thank you. What? It still sounds bad? I thought you said it was working all right.
Is it working all right or not? If not, I'll share a microphone with Mr. Axtell. I have no more time. God damn it.
It's on in my show.
The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Don and Mike!
You know, we've got some other tapes as well. Besides that one, we have some new drunk Judy Garland tapes.
Oh, good. Wow!
From the same site as we got the Howard Cosell raving out, so we'll hear those in just a couple of seconds. Time now for the Seahawks locker room.
Yes.
We did a feature this week on the show about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
We're heard every day in Pittsburgh over the radio on The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Pittsburgh listen on the Internet. Some people in Seattle listen on the Internet. Either way, we're trying to be fair.
Sure.
So the guy we're calling now, his name is Peter Richards. And he is the 12th man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy. If you do a Google search on him, you'll get a picture of him. He's a big fat guy, and he's got the number 12 jersey on, and he's giving you the thumbs up as to indicate, yes, you know, me love the Seahawks long time. So 30 years. 30 years of loyalty shot down, he said, because the Seahawks wouldn't give him a ticket to the Super Bowl.
And there he is, the personification of the 12th man.
Yeah.
The 12th man, the guy that everybody looks to.
Now, I'm not going to go with my first instinct, which would be to call the guy and say, it's great you're the 12th man, you've obviously gotten some notoriety out of this, you become somewhat famous, buy your own freaking ticket mm-hmm. to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we don't have to have that conversation with him.
Good.
Because some good Samaritan bought him a ticket.
Ah.
He's going to the game. He's not there yet, right? He's still in Seattle?
Flies out tomorrow.
All right, so we're going to call him now in the locker room show.
with gym shorts and Ace Bandage.
Ace Bandage. Okay, so Robbie, you get him set here.
He's expecting your call.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
All right, well, Buzz,
yes.
As soon as he says hello, I'll hit the music here, and then you can give us the intro.
All right.
Trying to be fair now in the Super Bowl,
of course.
Balanced. Come on, Peter Richards.
Hello, this is Peter.
Peter, stand by to go on the radio on CBS.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
With a snap of the towel, the Westwood One Radio Network welcomes you to The Locker Room with your hosts, Jim Shorts and Ace Bandage. Now, here's Jim and Ace.
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, welcome to the show, the locker room. It's the big game. It's the big week.
Yeah, welcome to the locker room. And as you know, we do the show about the football. And it's the big football, yeah, this weekend. And as you know, we're gigantic Seattle Seahawks fans.
Yeah, but you know, Ace, I think that we probably ran into a fan that's bigger than we are.
I think so. Let's welcome Peter Richards, the 12th man.
How you doing?
Hello there.
Hey, 12th man there.
Yeah, thank you.
So, how'd you get to be?
Seahawks fans out in Washington?
What?
Lots of Seahawks fans out in Washington.
Oh, for sure. How'd you get to be the 12th man then?
Oh, for Hasselbeck.
You just have to spend a lot of time supporting the team, even through the bad times.
Oh, yeah.
How come they didn't give you the ticket to the game?
Well, you know, there was a lottery process involved, and somehow a lot of the original season ticket holders got skipped over.
What do you do as the 12th man out there in Seattle then?
A lot of screaming, a lot of drinking, a lot of supporting the team. You got
the flag. You got the big flag with the 12 on it there.
Got the flag on my car running around.
Are there any other fans that claim they're the 12th man? So, don't have, the exclusivity then?
Probably there's about a million 12th men in Seattle.
Yeah, do you eat the stadium food?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good? Yeah.
Yeah. It is actually very good. The hot dogs are very good. Matter of fact, you heard the NFC is a hot dog that's going for sale on eBay for about $7,000, so I'd say that's pretty good food.
At the place where the Seahawks play, what would be the signature just then?
The signature what?
Dish, the big food. Is there any, specially the house then?
Oh, yeah, actually, at the pregame they have salmon burgers.
What burgers?
Salmon burgers.
Salmon burgers.
Salmon burgers, all the fish. All for Jim Zorn. Do I remember that?
Good old days.
Steve Largent, yeah.
Now, they had different uniforms then now, right?
Oh, yeah. Quite different.
Hey. What's up with the ball arena suits that they wear now? It looks like they're wearing like the underalls.
I don't know if they're better.
They got the blue tops and the blue shirts and the blue hats. You know what I like to have me sometimes?
What do you like to have there, Ace?
A nice big bag of homegrown beans.
Oh boy, all for tasty. Those would be yummy. Hey, you're listening to the locker room. I'm Jim Shorts.
Hey there. I'm Ace Bandage. It's Super Bowl week. As you know, we are giant Seattle Seahawks fans.
We got the Peter Richards on the phone. He's the 12th man.
So now you're going to the game. Tell us who gave you the ticket. Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah. Who gave you the ticket? Yeah.
I'm not supposed to tell you her name, but she was an angel and came in and decided that she'd been to 3 Super Bowls and that because I was a 30-year fan and 30-year supporter that she would give up her seat and let me go. And
so are you in Detroit now, yeah, then?
I'm actually leaving set tomorrow night.
Oh, for flight. You're flying out on a big jet, are you?
Oh, yeah, big jet.
Oh, that's good.
Only one I can find Saturday night.
Oh, for flying.
Mm.
Will you buy a program in Detroit, then?
Program, shirts, hats. I got lots of gifts I got to bring back for the family.
Yeah.
That airfare high, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, but $860 for Detroit.
Put a little dent in your wallet, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. That Hasselbeck, that chap who's the follically challenged quarterback.
Oh, yeah, the guy that don't have no hair, huh?
I got to say something about him, though.
Go ahead, Ace.
He talks like a sissy.
Yeah, he has that kind of lisp, you know.
You know, he talks like he might be one of them guys that plays pocket pool with other guys. I don't think he is, though.
What's your opinion on that, Peter?
I think his wife and 3 kids might have something to say about that.
Well, hey, what are the chances, Peter, I could buy a pennant for my rumpus room?
A what for your rumpus room?
Nah, don't worry about it.
I'm only kidding you there. I think we all know that if anybody on the Seattle team is gay, it's that running back. The happy one. Sean Alexander, the MVP.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Every time I see him. Now, listen, I know you're going to say he's married, he's got kids. I don't like it when my sports heroes talk in whispers.
But don't you think that name, too, ain't that one of them names there that can go both ways, then, for your girls and boys, right? Sean,
yes. I don't think so.
That's right. Of course, just to be fair, here on the Locker Room Show, we'll tell you that we're already pretty sure that Hines Ward enjoys going to the rumpus room, if you know what we mean.
Sure.
And really, Big Ben ain't that big.
That's right.
I hear Big Ben likes to party. There's some pictures of him on the net.
I heard he likes to party with little boys. What do you hear about that?
Controversy.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Now you're talking. Now they're going to, what do they do? They'll put that up like on the bulletin board then for their motivation, you see.
Yeah, I don't know about the little boy part, but there's definitely some pictures floating around of him hammered on.
Who's your favorite Seahawk now?
His favorite Seahawk now is Tutupu.
Tutupu. Tough to pronounce then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gay, though.
Well, that's excellent.
Are you coming out now?
You can come to Washington State. We just passed law that you can get equal rights.
Hold on there, Peter. I was talking to Ace. Ace, are you coming out now on the show?
Hell no.
You told me you wanted to keep it a secret.
It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Yeah, the helmets, they look pretty light in the loafers, too, now. But they protect the heads good, don't you think?
I think so.
Sure.
Who's your favorite Seahawk player besides the one you already said?
Besides the one I already said, I'd probably put Hasselbeck up there. He's been a great leader this year.
Hasselbeck. Now, correct me.
For all time or this season?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Hasselbeck married to Star Jones from the Regis and Kathy show?
Yeah, she's a talk show host.
Yeah.
That's his sister.
He's married to the big black woman on The View.
Sure.
I seen it.
Oprah? Oprah Winfrey, then.
That's right.
Okay, sure.
That's right. Matt Hasselbeck is married to Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, that's good. I like Oprah. That's a good show.
And tell me something else, 12th man. How many heart attacks there has Holmgren had already this year that we as the fans don't know about?
I don't know about Holmgren, but Ray Rhodes has had a couple of issues, and... I don't know if Holmgren, I think he has.
So you think that the Seahawks players will be stealing Jerome Bettis' asthma medication?
I don't know if they're going to steal his asthma medication because he might not need it if he doesn't get to finish the game.
Do you think that because you're the 12th man, got to do a reset. It's the Locker Room Show, and it's a Super Bowl edition. Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm Ace Bandage.
And I'm Jim Shorts. We're talking with Peter Richards. He's the 12th man now.
So when you go to Detroit, though, and you're there, and you've got the 12th man thing happening, do you think you might have, like, any 12th man groupies, though?
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Seahawks fans there, nice and loud, bringing the 12th man to Detroit. It's going to be a tough road because there's probably going to be about a 10-1.
So do you think if you have a little toss in the hay before the game, it'll help your performance then?
That's all up to my wife.
Up to your wife?
I don't know.
Now,
that's up to my wife.
Are you bringing your wife with you, though?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
How sharp is the top of that there space needle?
Very sharp.
Oh, for pain.
Yep.
Can I tell you something that's always bothered me?
What's that?
Not about your team there. Oh, it's the Locker Room Show, and you're listening to Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah, we're excited about the big game.
Why is it Grande, though? Why is it Verde and Grande?
Oh, you're talking about for coffee.
Yeah, for coffee.
That's where they grow it out there in Seattle, right?
And why'd that one hippie have to kill himself? I didn't even like his music that much.
No, that's right, and he wasn't as good with Van Halen. I like the original guy.
Me too. And I love his radio show.
Oh, how do you feel about him?
For David Lee Roth's radio. Oh, man, that guy's good. He's not like these guys.
Yeah, well, the other guy.
Like us guys, I mean.
The other guy killed himself.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, right?
Yeah. But do you like salty ham, then?
Salty ham, like as in Spam?
No, like the whole ham.
Yeah. I like the whole ham, yeah. I like ham.
Best part of the cow.
Ham's good. Ham's good pick.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying when you were talking there about some $7,000 hot dog, though?
There's a fan from the NFC that came home from the NFC Championship game here in Seattle and turned around and put a hot dog from the game on eBay.
eBay, the big rental site.
Yeah, the big rental site. But they ended up getting about $7,000 for this hot dog.
For retarded people.
Ham. Some like the shank, some like the loin.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but $7,000 for a hot dog from a football game,
have you thought, like, about the possibilities that, like, if Seattle wins, that you'll get, like, real crazy drunk and that maybe you'll walk into the streets of Detroit and, like, some gang will come up, you know, and, like, set you on fire. Because that's what they do in Detroit. It's not like Seattle. It's not safe like Seattle.
Dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. Like Devil's Night, though. Sure. Yeah. All for Satan loves loves Detroit.
That's nasty. So you got to be careful then.
God loves
Seattle. Yeah, that thought has crossed my mind, actually.
That's right.
I'm a little worried about batteries hitting me in the back of the head during the game and all that kind of stuff.
So, Peter, then, we got the standard question on the locker room show. How do you take your eggs?
How do I take my eggs? Over easy.
Over easy. Ace, you still like yours over easy?
I like mine scrambled now.
Ah, scrambled.
All for scrambled.
Mm, soft boiled for me over here there, Peter.
All right.
Right.
Hey, sounds good. Each his own.
Hey, Peter. Sweet and low, man?
Or
equal? Oh, sugar.
All for sugar.
Nothing
like the real thing.
All for diabetes. diabetes.
Peter.
Silent killer diabetes.
Gotta go with the real thing, man.
What? Peter, they got a restaurant in that there Space Needle.
Yes.
They got clams?
They actually do have clams. There's two restaurants up there, on the circular one, and then there's one down below.
Ah, I love them.
What kind of bird is that on the hats that the Seattle Pliers wear? It's a hawk, but what kind of a hawk is it, though?
It's actually the name. There is no such thing as a real Seahawk, but it comes from...
Go for false advertising.
It comes from the ospreys that are around here, which is actually a nickname, the Seahawk.
So did anybody ever protest that, then?
No, I don't think so. I think when you got a good thing going, you just leave it going.
Yeah. I like the paint on the helmet. Yeah. Nice colors.
Yeah, the blue or the...
I'm red? Partial to both.
The black and yellow that gets rubbed off when we're hitting people.
There's black. I thought it's just like gray and teal.
Nah, it's blue.
There's a little bit of paint from all the people they've run into this year.
All for blue.
Mmm. I could go for a plate of clams right now. How about you, Peter?
Yeah, I'm a clam digger.
Mm-hmm. I'd like some eggs. I might even try them, like, over easy the way you like them.
Oh, sure. Lots of salt and pepper. Maybe some ketchup on the side. Are you a Hunt's or a Heinz man?
Heinz, but I don't put ketchup on my eggs. I have to admit that's
that's our producer.
Ruins the flavor.
Hey, all for Paul Allen. A Microsoft, huh?
Yeah.
How about the Microsoft Windows?
Oh,
Who doesn't like the Windows there?
I love those telephones.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's your prediction on the score for the game there, 12th, Nando?
I'm thinking 24-17 Hawks.
You're picking the Hawks.
Yeah, I'm picking the Hawks, but now that Polamalu's got a hurt ankle, we might actually run that score up to about 34.
What's that name you mentioned?
Polamalu?
Oh, tough to pronounce. You do a good job then.
Well, I've...
He's the little fella that's got all the hair.
Yeah.
He's the little fella that's got all the hair coming out of the back of his helmet there.
I think that would make you sweat then, Peter.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd worry more about somebody grabbing my hair and pulling me in the pile. But.
And sweat. How about that Mike Holmgren, yeah? All for B.O.
Oh, I bet. Especially in the warmer games. How do you handle all that rain then?
You know, we've only had two games where it's rained here in Seattle during the regular season.
Oh, for divine intervention there.
if you can believe it.
All right. We're running out of time there.
A shame.
How come your city doesn't, like, get no respect, though? Oh, for respect.
I think it's just because we're so far out of the beaten path. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after Sunday, I think you'll find that it'll be a different story.
Who are they picking in the barber shop?
Everybody here local that I know goes to Seattle.
Okay, then. Well, that's because you live out there, then.
I got the same haircut that Matt has, so I don't spend a lot of time at the barbershop.
Oh, so you don't have hair.
You look like a bald queer.
Yeah.
Oh, for homos.
Me and Ace, we got lots of hair. Got it ever since we was kids. We kept the same hair. Just like that boy group, Hanson.
Yeah.
We kind of look like Jake Plummer. That's the look we go for.
Yeah, we feel it gives us our strength. You know that, Peter.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Congratulations on, like, getting your trip out to the Super Bowl for the 12th man. And thanks for being on the Locker Room Show. And, like, go Hawks.
All right. Yep, go Hawks.
Any parting words for you, Peter?
Go Hawks. That's all I can say right now.
Well, that's what you said the last time.
Well, we're bringing it home. There's nothing else to say. We're going to win.
Can you tell me something? Do you like having regular intercourse with a woman here?
It is nice.
All for sex.
Hey, if the Hawks lose, don't be taking your life or anything like that.
Oh, of course not.
Okay, then.
Winkler's right across the river.
Hold on a second. I think our producer needs to talk to you there.
Pleasure's all ours, Peter.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye then.
Oh, the little guy was a 12th man.
Yeah, pretty articulate fella.
All for the Steelers.
Enjoyed the conversations.
Hey, Peter, it's Rob. Thanks for joining us. How do you think it went? I agree. Well, have a blast, all right? All for victory. All right, bye.
Oh, for blindsided.
Oh, for not a clue.
Thinks it went fine.
Good. Why not?
Great.
Oh, for trying to do that interview straight with that moron, man.
And I've not seen this picture. I'm guessing he's a terribly obese guy.
All I've seen is his face and his thumbs up right by it.
That's what I saw, too, but I'm guessing that he's got to be like a 5XL jersey, right?
I think so.
He's one of those guys.
There's another hungry fan.
I picture him like the guy at the Cleveland Browns games, that incredible, like, 400-pound guy that always has the dog pound mask on.
What really surprises me about that interview is that he doesn't put ketchup on his eggs. Had him figured for gallons of ketchup.
Always, unburdened by things like employment.
Well, Buzz, that's another exciting addition. Why don't you get us out of here, please?
That's all today from Ace Bandage and Jim Shorts. Polish your helmets and join us next time for the Locker Room on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All for Buzz and our theme song.
And the more insignificant the people, the better that is.
It is. I like the new development this time of Jim Shorts being clueless about so many things.
All right.
Microsoft telephone.
You know, I guarantee you'll see that guy, Peter Richards, in the myriad of pregame, in-game, and post-game coverage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we can hope for now is a nasty fall. Really? Hey, there he is, the 12th man. Whoa!
He's down.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.